Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, we're going to look at one building block of the checklist, and that is the building block on personal data. And these are the elements that are included in the building block personal data. So these are the types of information or pieces of information that you need to collect and keep in your staff file for all your staff, interns, and volunteers. So let's look a little bit at those elements. Basically, you will see that they all center around the key question, who is your employee? So who are they, for example, in terms of dependents? So are they married? Do they have a registered partnership? Do they have children? This is an important piece of information in case you have a benefit, like a pension scheme, for instance, that involves dependents of your employee. So people who would depend on their income, also, for example, if they are retired or if they're dead. Yeah, so these are the people that your employee might like to also register for the pension scheme that you are offering, and therefore you need to check with them if they want that and what is the key information that you need to receive about their spouse, registered partner, children, and so on and so forth. Yeah, so you might need to ask your employee for their full names, dates of birth, etc., in order to enroll them in the benefit scheme that you're offering, which involves dependents. Another element of who your employee is that you need to know their next of kin, because you might need to have a name and contact information in case something happens at the workplace or in case something happens during a business trip that your employee is taking for the job. You might need to be able to contact somebody in certain cases that an accident happens or a delay happens and so on. So also, of course, you might like to have access to the next of kin in case you do not hear from your employee. So he or she doesn't turn up at work. You can't reach them on the phone. And this after a while makes you maybe worried that something has happened. So in that case, you also might like to reach out to a next of kin, which is something you need to ask your employee about, of course, to disclose to you who their next of kin is and what is the contact information and the name of the person, so that you can keep that on file in case of anything. Of course, you also need to know where your employee lives, because for your employment contract, you need to have an address, and there might be other information that needs to be sent to your employee at their home address, not at the office address. For instance, most pension insurers prefer to have personal addresses because the pension will also still be valid to them after they terminate working for you. So that is also part of who your employee is that you need to know about and that you need to keep on file for them. And then, of course, the key question, who is your employee, is about their identity. So you need to make sure that you know, actually, who is your employee in terms of full name, date of birth. And this is something that you need to check also, because, of course, a person can tell you what their full name is and what their date of birth is. But as an employer, you are obliged to check this identity, this information that is provided to you by your employee, or I should say actually future employee at this stage. So you need to verify that information, you need to check it. And that means that you need to see your future employee together with a valid ID. That could be a passport, that could be a driver's license. There might be some other document in your country that is also considered a valid ID. And you need to be able to see your employee together with their valid ID to make sure that indeed they say that they are who they say they are. And then you need to note the key information from that ID, such as the full name, date of birth, and the number of the ID. In some cases, you are required or even allowed, allowed to keep a copy of that ID. In some cases, you are no longer allowed to keep a copy of the ID on file. And that is also subject to changing legislation. So this is something that you need to check for your own context. What is the case currently? Like in the Netherlands, it used to be that you had to keep a copy of an ID on file, and at the moment that's no longer allowed. So this is something for you to check, because this is legislation that changes. In case you're not allowed to keep a copy of the ID on file that can prove that you actually checked it, you need to make a note of the date that you checked the ID, the identity, and that you also sign off by the person who checked it, and also you need to know the key information from the ID in that case. Okay, so as I said, there are some checks that you need to do. So first of all, you need to check in your own context what is the information that you need. That also may depend, for example, on the benefits that you provide, whether there are others in addition to pension scheme, for instance, that require certain additional information about your employee. And you need to check also what is the information that you're required to check or collect by law. And that also has the related question that you need to check what is the information that you can store. So whether you can keep a copy of the ID on file, or whether you can just keep a note on file signed off and dated when you check the ID. So that is something that you need to check. What is the information you can store? And are there any specific requirements as to how you store that in relation to access and security of the data that you're storing? So that is something you need to check. So now the thing is what to do. So first of all, you need to do those checks. Then you need to go back to your cover sheet that you made, hopefully already, and collect information, and then tick off on the cover sheet which is the information that you collected. And also don't forget to note the date of when you added information, because this is also maybe relevant at some point to be able to know whether you have been checking regularly to make sure that the information is up to date. And that's the third thing you have to do, is to make a plan for how you're going to keep this information up to date and how you can make synergies with other processes in your organization. But the key here is to make sure that you have a plan for keeping information up to date, because if a person works for you for a longer period of time, of course they can either get married, or they can get divorced, or they can have more children, they can adopt a child or whatever. So the situation in regard of their dependents can change. The situation in regard of their next of kin can change. Maybe their next of kin changes their phone number or email address, for example, or maybe because of a divorce, the next of kin changes. So this is information that you need to make sure that you have all the time correct and up to date on file. And you need to make a plan how you are going to make sure that it is up to date and correct on file. So that is for this piece of information very key, because it really influences also other processes or the proper implementation of certain benefits. So this is key for this building block, actually. So for now, I would say well done. You have reached the end of the building block personal data, and now you're ready to dive into either the next video or to starting to think about what is the information that you need for this building block of your checklist and to start collecting it. I wish you good luck and well done for now with your first steps on the checklist. Bye.